Page 46, measure number 24-433, Woodburn Fire Protection District. Referred by Woodburn Fire Protection District Board, local option levy to maintain fire and emergency medical operations. Question, shall the district level 35 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for 5 years, beginning 2019-2020, for fire and emergency operations? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Summary, Woodburn Fire Protection District provides fire, emergency, medical, and rescue services to the residents of Woodburn, Jervis, and the surrounding area. District operations are funded through property taxes. If adopted, this levy would ensure that 4 firefighter medics are on duty each day, including a paramedic with advanced life support skills. The district currently has a limited number of paramedics on staff. In addition, if adopted, the levy funds would provide advanced life support training to select personnel to bring near emergency room level of assistance to patients having a medical emergency, retain all current firefighter and medics to allow more immediate action to fight fire and save lives without needing to wait for additional responders to arrive, help the district's ability to cover multiple emergency calls that occur on a near daily basis in the district. For a home assessed at $160,000, about average for the district, the cost of the proposed levy would be about $56 for the first year. The requested rate will raise approximately $717,062 in 2019-2020, $738,547 in 2020-2021, $760,731 in 2021-2022, $783,553 in 2022-2023, and $807,060 in 2023-2024. The estimated tax cost is an estimate only based on the best information available from the county assessor at the time of the estimate and may reflect the impact of early payment discounts, compression, and the collection rate. Explanatory statement submitted by Woodburn Fire District Board of Directors. The Woodburn Fire Protection District is seeking approval of a local option levy in the amount of 35 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. What services does the district provide? Woodburn Fire District is the first responder for fire, medical emergencies, and rescue operations in its service area. The district also provides fire prevention, fire investigations, public education, and public assists. Who does the district serve? Woodburn Fire District serves an approximate 75-square-mile area in the Willamette Valley, including the communities of Woodburn, Jervis, Wakanda, and Broad Acres. How is the district funded? Woodburn Fire is funded through a permanent property tax base. In addition, voters approved a 20-year bond measure in 2002 for the improvement of the main station and the purchase of 3 fire engines and a ladder truck. How would the levy funds be used? If approved, the levy funds would help provide advanced life support service. Levy funds would be used to ensure that a firefighter, paramedic with advanced life support training, is on duty at all times. Woodburn Fire District personnel with advanced life support skills would be capable of bringing near emergency room level care to patients in medical emergencies. The district currently has a limited number of personnel with paramedic training. Funds from the levy would be used to train select personnel to the paramedic skill level. Help provide more immediate life-saving action at emergencies. Levy funds will help to ensure that 4 firefighter medics, including 1 paramedic, are on duty at all times in the Woodburn Fire District. When 4 firefighter medics arrive at the scene of an emergency within minutes after a call is received, they would be able to take more immediate action to fight fire and save lives without needing to wait for additional responders. A 4-member medical response team would provide better medical care by ensuring tasks such as high-performance CPR, breathing assistance, electronic heart monitoring, and emergency radio communication with hospital and ambulance personnel can be all done at the same time. Help maintain the ability to handle multiple emergency calls. Levy funds would help maintain the fire district's ability to handle multiple emergency calls at the same time without having to wait up to 15 minutes for backup from nearby fire districts and volunteer firefighters. Multiple emergency calls occur on a near daily basis in the district. What is the cost to taxpayers? The levy cost for property assessed at $160,000, about average for residential property in the Woodburn Fire District, would be approximately $56 per year or about $5 per month. What if the levy is not approved? While maintaining emergency response services would remain the top priority for the district, if the levy is not approved, the district would likely need to lay off 2 firefighter medics due to inflation and other rising costs. Without these additional firefighter medics, life-saving actions at fires, medical emergencies, and motor vehicle accidents would be delayed while waiting for additional responders. Want more information? Visit www.woodburnfire.com. Page 47, an argument in favor of 24-433. The Woodburn Fire District Board of Directors is responsible for referring this local option levy to the ballot. We support the levy for several reasons. Number one, the local option levy would help to provide advanced life support service. Woodburn Fire and Woodburn Ambulance Service work closely together to deliver a high level of care to patients experiencing medical emergencies. Firefighters are usually the first responders to arrive at the scene of a medical emergency. A firefighter medic with advanced life support skills can provide near emergency room level of patient care while waiting for the ambulance to arrive for transport to the hospital. Funds from the levy will be used to train existing firefighters to the advanced life support level. Number two, the local option levy would help to provide more immediate life-saving action at emergencies. A 4 firefighter response team at fires, medical emergencies, and motor vehicle accidents is able to perform critical life-saving tasks at the same time. Funds from the levy will prevent firefighter layoffs and ensure that 4 firefighters will be on duty at all times. Number 3, the local option levy would help to the district's ability to handle multiple emergency calls at the same time without having to wait 15 minutes or more for backup from nearby fire districts or volunteers responding from home. Overlapping calls occur approximately 300 times each year within Woodburn Fire District. The occurrence of overlapping calls will increase in the future, with an estimated 1,700 new homes being planned for the Woodburn community. Thank you for supporting the dedicated men and women of the Woodburn Fire District who have sworn an oath to protect the lives and property of the 36,000 residents of the district. We urge you to vote yes for ballot measure 24-433. Aaron Baker, Board President, Wes Leiba, Vice President, Deb Yeager, Treasurer, Charlie Piper, Board Member, Jerry Cotter, Board Member. This information furnished by Joe Jacobucci, Woodburn Fire. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Also on page 47, another argument in favor, Woodburn Fire District local option levy. As leaders in our Woodburn Community Emergency Medical Services, we support ballot measure 24-433, which would provide advanced life support training for a select group of current Woodburn firefighters. Firefighter medics from Woodburn Fire work in close partnership with advanced life support paramedics from Woodburn Ambulance to deliver emergency medical care. The fire crews often arrive on scene first, begin patient treatment, and then assist the ambulance crew in preparing the patient for transport. Currently, only the ambulance is staffed full-time with advanced life support paramedics. The addition of advanced life support skills for firefighters becomes especially important on incidents such as motor vehicle accidents with multiple patients or during times of high emergency call volume when fire and EMS resources are spread thin. A higher level of medical training for fire first responders would allow firefighters to provide additional life-saving medical treatments. Funds from the levy would ensure that at least one firefighter with advanced life support skills is on duty at all times. We also support ballot measure 24-433 because of the full-time 4 firefighter staffing that the levy would provide. When a critical medical emergency occurs, a 4 firefighter team, together with the ambulance paramedic, can perform life-saving medical tasks when seconds count. For example, in the event of a serious accident or cardiac arrest, paramedics from both the ambulance and fire crews can perform wound care, IV fluid treatment, breathing assistance, and cardiac heart monitoring all at the same time. For these procedures to be successful, seconds count. Please join us in voting yes for ballot measure 24-433, which will help save lives in the areas served by the Woodburn Fire District. Mark Zeitner, M.D., Woodburn Fire Department and Woodburn Ambulance Service Incorporated Medical Director. Sean Bayard, M.A., paramedic, Woodburn Ambulance Service, Inc., co-owner. This information furnished by Joe Jacobucci, Woodburn Fire. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 48. Argument in favor. Woodburn firefighters support measure 24-433. It is an honor to serve the citizens of the Woodburn Fire District, and we are proud to be part of this growing community. We support the levy for the following reasons. Funds from the levy will be used to train existing firefighters to provide advanced life support skills, to provide near emergency room care to patients until they are transported to a hospital. Funds from the levy will prevent firefighter layoffs and ensure that 4 firefighters will be on duty at all times. This will allow for better outcomes at fires, medical emergencies, and motor vehicle accidents. The levy would help our ability to handle multiple emergency calls at the same time. Overlapping calls increases response times that is critical in emergency response calls for service. The Woodburn firefighters support measure 24-433. It will improve the level of service we deliver to our citizens. The firefighters of the Woodburn Fire Department urge a yes vote on measure 24-433. This information furnished by Joseph Jacobucci, Woodburn Fire. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Also on page 48, another argument in favor. Strong communities need strong public safety services. The Woodburn Fire District performs a vital role in the community in protecting life and property of citizens in the event of fire, medical emergency, and all types of rescue needs 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. A yes vote on ballot measure 24-433 will prevent firefighter layoffs and ensure that 4 career firefighter medics are on duty at all times. When 4 firefighter medics arrive at the scene of an emergency, they are able to take more immediate action to fight fire and save lives without needing to wait for other responders to arrive. Ballot measure 24-433 will also provide advanced life support training for a select group of Woodburn firefighters. The firefighter medics with advanced training will be able to bring near emergency room level of assistance to patients experiencing medical emergencies. Funds from this levy will ensure that at least 1 advanced life support firefighter medic is on duty at all times, ready to provide immediate medical assistance at the scene of an emergency. Demand for emergency services provided by the fire district has been increasing every year for the last 10 years. Approval of ballot measure 24-433 will help the Woodburn Fire District meet the increasing demand that will continue with the extensive new development that is expected for the area. We urge you to join us in supporting public safety by voting yes for ballot measure 24-433. Representative Teresa Alonzo Leon, State Representative, Frank Lonergan, Woodburn City Council, Jervis City Council, Matt Geiger, Woodburn Fire District Budget Committee Chair, Carl Brown. This information furnished by Joe Jacobucci, Woodburn Fire. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 49. Another argument in favor of 24-433. Combined, we have almost 100 years of service to the Woodburn Fire District as both volunteer firefighters and board members. We have spent hundreds, if not thousands, of hours at emergency scenes involving everything from major structure fires, auto accidents, hazardous material incidents, cardiac calls, and every other type of request for service imaginable. Some of these calls have gone well, and some have been a bit more challenging. All of these experiences have taught us a few simple truths. 1, an extra set of highly trained hands can make a big difference in the outcome of an emergency. 2, every year the request for emergency services goes up. 3, emergency calls are requiring a higher level of expertise on the part of first responders. This levy that the Woodburn Fire District is requesting will maintain staffing levels and fund a higher level of medical training for firefighters. We therefore ask the citizens of the Woodburn Fire District to join us in voting yes for ballot measure 24-433. Ward Harshberger, Charlie Piper. This information furnished by Joe Jacobucci, Woodburn Fire. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. No arguments were submitted in opposition to Measure 24-433. Here's a reminder, state ballot drop box locator, new, go to http://www.sos.state.or.us/dropbox. The State of Oregon ballot drop box map provides a listing of all official ballot drop sites across the state. Just type in your current address and a list of drop sites close to you will appear along with the hours of operations and driving directions.